Welcome to the Doomsphere Extinction Radio.
You have just accessed a beautiful experience on Extinction Radio Permaculture segment with Solomon Amuzu. On today's show, we will be discussing broad-scale designing. Planning the design is the single most important thing we can do before putting anything in place. The overall plan, if done thoroughly, we save time, money, and needless work. There are several ways to start the design process, depending on your nature and needs. You can start out by defining your goals as precisely as possible and then look at the site with these goals in mind. Or you can take the site with all its characteristics, both good and bad, and let goals suggest themselves. Of the two questions, what can I make this land do? Or what does this land have to give me? The first may lead exploitation of land without regard to long-term consequences, while the second to a sustained ecology guided by our intelligent control. Defining goals and identifying site potentials and limitations go hand in hand. It is always easier to see the site with goals in mind, even if those goals later turn out to be unrealistic. In fact, goals may need to be redefined in view of site limitations. Design is a continuous process, guided in its evolution by information and skills derived from earlier experience and observations. All designs that are involved life forms undergo a long-term process of change. Even the climax state of forest is an imagined concept. Observation and research are used to identify the resources and limitation of a particular site. We get map of the property and consult records of wind, rainfall, flood, fire, and species list of the area. We ask local people about pest problems and techniques they use. This information gives us a broad picture of the area. They set the scene. However, they tell us nothing about the site itself. Only by walking the site and observing it is every citizen can discover its limitations and its resources. We can change many of these over time by good design, appropriate plants and animal species, water storage, windbreak, and so on. A good future map is a great help in site design. It reveals waterways, vegetations, soil, geology, and assess all essential or useful information in the design process. We can make a map or buy one and combine several specialist map or aerial photos to picture the site. If the map show good contour lines, this can help us to design water systems and to place components that need specific aspect, slope, or altitudinal advantage. Things to map are the natural features that include landform, size, shape, geological features, slope, and aspect, existing vegetation, stream, soil, and built environment, improvements such as fence, road, buildings, dam, and earthworks, power and water connections, etc. If we walk around the site and color in all these factors on map, the site almost begins to design itself. Planted trees, pasture, or windbreaks may be considered either as part of the natural or the built environment, depending on whether they are clearly recent improvement or long-established evolved part of the landscape. Maps are useful only when they are used in combination with observation. Never try to design a site by just looking at a map, even if it is thoroughly detailed with contour lines, vegetation, erosion, gullies, and so on, marked in. Maps are never representative of the complex reality of nature. Obtain good map if you can, but pay more attention to the ground, to the behavior of organisms, pioneers, water, wind, and to seasonal changes. Remember, the map is not the territory. Thank you so much for being with us throughout the show. I'll be with you again next week. I am Solomon Amuzu. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Solomon, for being on the show with us today. I hope you have success in raising funds for your project, which is Call to Nature, and you can find Call to Nature on Facebook. So until next week, it's goodbye from me, your host, Mike Ferrigan. Bye for now.